We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Delving a little more into our Pelicans talk, the Birds going down to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 94-92, game one of the OKC, in that OKC series, in OKC to lead off that series. Welcoming in now Chris Dodson, who covers the Pelicans for Clutch Points. How you been, Chris?
Hey, I can't complain about the weather, but I can complain about the last 3 minutes last night. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know it. We just talked about a little bit of, you know, C.J. McCollum's final shot being not true. He thought it was good, but overall it didn't seem like the team had a great plan of what to do with the ball at the end.
Right. That's one of those longer forms of the ball does not lie. I think the Pelicans just kind of got lost there in the last few minutes, and it showed. They're going to have a lot more poise. And I think even a little bit more confidence going down the stretch. It didn't feel like they had confidence in the plays they were trying to run those last three, 4 minutes.
Looking at the matchups against this OKC squad, we saw them really get after it with Brandon Ingram. You know, Willie Green kind of talked a little bit about it after the game that he needs to be able to get freer and, you know, get off those open shots. How can Ingram rebound in this game when they seem to have his number already?
Yeah. Coach talked about that afterwards and even said it's not on the team to help. It's on B.I. to actually do something. And I've said it before, I think B.I. is going to get 85% of a max no matter what. But if he cannot solve the defensive riddles of Lu Dort, I don't know if you can give him the full max. You know what I mean? He's really got to have a bounce-back game to, you know, put his name on the right side of the ledger for the respect when it comes to those negotiations and get the Pelicans evened up in the series.
Lu Dort was all over him, Chris. And, I mean, it's at a point, like, you can understand playoff basketball, they'll let teams be physical. That was a word that Willie used quite a few times about the game. But at the same time, why did they call that charge at the end, like, on Lu Dort? I mean, it's so silly. The final 3 minutes was, as you mentioned, kind of a collapse. They need to have more poise and confidence in those moments. Like, but, I mean, Brandon Ingram himself, when he couldn't get off of Dort was all over him all night, and they were letting him be physical. But then in one of the biggest moments of the game, when the Pelicans were up two with just a couple minutes left, they call a charge there when Dort kind of flops. I don't know how you felt about that play, Chris. It really irked me.
Yeah, it was not the most consistent call from the referees. I'll give you that. I'll give them a little bit of credit in letting the guys play for most of the game. But another word Willie Green used in that post-game press conference was gamesmanship. And I think Brandon Ingram's going to have to learn that is something you need in the playoffs. Maybe you want to play all respectful during the regular season, but in the playoffs, you have to do everything. Chris Paul has pulled some dirty tricks. AI did some things. You've really got to come out with that killer instinct, and we have not seen that part of it when it includes the gamesmanship to go ahead and get yourself some calls, because he shot and made two free throws last night. You've got to have more trips to the line. That's just bottom line.
Yeah, Chris, there are a couple matchups I'm keeping my eye on for the rest of the series, and I was looking at last night, and heading into the, you know, first-round matchup, you looked at the Pelicans rebounding versus OKC, who's historically kind of struggled with rebounding with this young team, this young roster. You saw it last night. I mean, you had 10 more offensive boards, 8 more total boards than OKC. Jonas had 20, which was a season high for him. You're going to need to see that a lot from Jonas Valanciunas in this series against, you know, Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams and the bigs of OKC.
Yeah, and I trust JV to figure out Chet more than I figure Chet will out-talent JV. Yeah, there's just, you know, there's too many other guys on the floor for him to really make that big of a difference. You've got to go with JV there. I even did a tell of the tape for all the five matchups I like. And I think we've seen Trey outplay Josh Giddey, and we almost got the win there. Both of those guys, again, Trey and Josh, are both playing for that rookie scale max contract. Trey outplayed him. He looked like the better player with the all-star potential. You've got to play into that. And it's going to be tough if Zion can make it back on who do you bench again. That's always the question with this team because Trey just looks so good with so much potential.
Yeah, you mentioned Trey Murphy. Obviously, we're all in love with his shooting. But, man, that defensive part of his game has really stepped up lately too.
Yeah, I think he's really learned a lot about that. That's why he transferred from Rice to Virginia, if people don't remember. He was a strictly offensive player, burner, kind of like a maybe even a Buddy Hield light at one point. And he transferred to Virginia to really get into their defensive system. And I think you've seen him take another developmental leap, not just a small step, but a leap defensively this season.
Yeah, and Trey Murphy was fantastic last night. The leading scorer, 21 points, 8 of 18 shooting, 5 of 12 from 3. And I mean, if you're looking at the Pelicans' struggles from three-point land, CJ had another really off night, 2 of 9. And then Herb Jones, who was so good from three-point distance all season long, he was over 41% for the team, was 2 for 8. So at the same time, you're looking at OKC, and they're one of the best three-point shooting teams. I think maybe even the best by percentage. I would have to double-check there. And, I mean, they were also held to just 10 of 32 shooting from three-point range. So, you know, that's how you get to a 94-92 final scoreline. You expect both teams to kind of potentially bounce back from distance. But for this, I mean, the X factor for the Pelicans offensively has got to be Trey to keep up his hot shooting.
Yeah, he's the offensive X factor. And I'm about to say something that has probably never been said on New Orleans radio. I'm worried about Herb Jones. He hit that second three. He was 1 for 6. It takes some cajoles to make that shot, to take that shot. But there's some clips going around on social media now that shows him running away from open three-pointers in the corner where he's just been money this season. And if he's running away from those shots, I'm kind of worried and want to know why he would do that. Is it just spur of the moment? He thought a cut was good and it was a bad read? Or was he really starting to get in his feelings and worried that I don't need to miss another one? And that's a dangerous thing to think as a player, especially in game one in a series like this where points are such it's just going to come at a premium.
So it's an interesting trend to keep an eye on. I agree, Chris, but I mean, Herb Jones, he's a better shooter on the road, kind of almost similar to the Pelicans as a team. Like they shoot better from 3-point range on the road than they do at home. He was a 43.8% 3-point shooter on the road this season, and he goes 2 for 8 in that game one, and it was pretty tough. But to your point, like in the last 10, he's shooting 37.5% from three. Like the numbers have gone down a little bit. Like that's the last thing you need is for Herb Jones to be losing any kind of his confidence.
Yeah, it's the last thing you need. And you mentioned it, the road wins, the road splits, the shooting splits, home and away. I mean, if you're a sports psychologist or a program out there that can solve the riddle of why that's been the case, you can make millions by bringing that to David Griffin tomorrow. I promise you, he will write you a check. Because it's been hard to explain. I can't explain the anomaly. It's been weird to watch. Thankfully, we did get some road wins that we needed because the home just been tough. And I think that's another reason you need to steal this game, too. I mean, you've got all this momentum. The game was right there. You let it slip away. I want you to come back into the Smoothie King Center with a win in your pocket because that'll put more butts in the seats and really help that home crowd, you know, help the team when they get back to the Smoothie King Center.
Yeah, definitely the outcome stung yesterday more than I would have expected just because the Pels really should have won that darn game but couldn't end up finding a way to close it out. What do you think is going to be the biggest matchup or the biggest factor going into this second game? And is it really just the Pels being able to hit their threes?
Yeah, I'm with Willie Green. CJ said the same thing. Larry said they need more poise down the stretch. But other than that, this game plan was working. I think if they can just find one more action to get the ball out of Shea's hands and maybe find another action on the other end to get Brandon Ingram free of Jalen Williams or Lu Dort, that's your adjustment. That's where Willie Green is going to make the money on that contract extension he just signed. Is those two adjustments, that changes the whole series. It changes the game last night, and it's going to change one of these games going forward. It's going to be interesting to see who he plays because that 3 minutes from Dyson, that didn't help free up anything. So what's going to be the next – what's the next thing Willie Green's going to try?
Is there any hope that we see the rookie in there at all, Jordan Hawkins, or is he probably just a mere spectator for these playoffs?
I almost feel like he's a spectator and you would see Matt Ryan before you see Jordan Hawkins.
Right.
I'm really at that level at this point. I just don't see how the rookie gets in there. Jordan, I love him. Everything I've seen from him, but you're probably playing next at Summer League.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, I want to get your thoughts real quick before we let you run about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We talked a little bit about the preview for Sacramento and how Herb Jones and the Pelicans wing defenders had done such a good job over the season against De'Aaron Fox and the perimeter players for the Kings. And it's almost been kind of similar with Shai. I mean, this is a guy that's averaged over 30 points per game. He's the third leading scorer in the NBA, similar to how Fox was like the eighth leading scorer at 26. But against the Pels, he's averaging only 25. It's a full 5-point decrease, which, once again, very similar to what we saw from De'Aaron Fox. Like, the Pelicans have the length on the wings to really give Shai Gilgeous-Alexander troubles because he's not a great shooter. So what are your thoughts on that matchup? I know he had 28 points last night, but to me, Chris, it felt like a really quiet 28.
Yeah, it was a quiet 28. They can keep funneling him, and I think they can make him work more on defense. It's kind of live by the sword, die by the sword, because SGA is top of the league in steals and deflections. But if you can really make him work around screens, through screens, on both ends of the court, get him off the ball, deny him the ball, make him work as hard as B.I. was having to work last night, you'll see that drop, you know, 25, a 22-point night. I think SGA, he hasn't scored in single digits all season, but he's also never put up like a 50-point night. He's very consistent with that 25 to 30, 32, somewhere in there. So if you can get him a few below that by making him work harder instead of letting him off the hook, so to speak, that'll go a long way. Those couple plays, they could really change a game.
Keeping him off the line is also huge, I feel, because, as I mentioned, he's not a great three-point shooter. A lot of his points, he's a very athletic guard, so he gets in the paint very easily, and he draws a lot of fouls on his, you know, drives to the hoop. So he gets to the line, I think, around 9 times a game. So this is a guy that you have to keep off the free throw line to kind of keep that point total down. And the Pelicans just have to be very disciplined defensively against him. The other guy, I think we talked about Trey Murphy as the X factor for the Pelicans offensively. I think the X factor that I'm keeping an eye on for OKC, you know, maybe you can make the argument for Chet Holmgren because he is a nightmare to defend because he's such a big dude, but he's also, I call him big, he's tall, he's a string bean, but he can also shoot from the outside. It's kind of like the Victor Wembanyama kind of comparison there. Jalen Williams, second-year forward from Santa Clara, has been quietly a very, very solid player and kind of an under-the-radar, almost like an all-star forward. He's still got a little ways to go there, basically averaged about 20 points per game this year. Their second piece next to, you know, basically Shai and Chet. What are your thoughts on Jalen Williams and how the Pelicans need to have to slow him down?
Oh, try to slow him down. That's something I can't figure out. I got him penciled in for 18 points every game this series. He's averaging 20. Yeah, they got a steal with him. But for him, just make him work. If he's going to be the other person trying to check B.I. instead of Dort, make him work. Send people his way. Send actions his way. Every time he turns his head, cut. You know, it's going to be a lot about making him, as a second-year player, think more than he wants to. That's really where it comes down to it for me, because a lot of what he got the other night was simple basketball plays, catch-go instincts, read and react. Let's get him start getting him to think, you know. And I think CJ and JV actions could do that because they're wily veterans. But, yeah, Williams, he's a nice player. I like him on both ends of the court, and slowing him down is going to be very tough. That's going to be maybe even B.I. is going to have to step up even more on defense if his offense isn't working and make his length really be something he has to deal with.
Hopefully we get a different outcome on Wednesday, Chris. Always appreciate your time. Real quick, curious, how's the family's new shop doing on Magazine Street?
Oh, man, we're doing well. We're going on our second month now. Just cleared the first month. It's called Ladle on the Wisp. We're right there between PJs and Wands. If anybody wants to stop by, if you like my work, you don't like my work, if you want to find me somewhere besides the Smoothie King Center and talk Pelicans, come on down to Ladle on the Wisp, and we'll hook you up with anything you need for your kitchen, home bar, personal stuff like that. Even oils, samples, just a little bit of everything for the kitchen. Come check us out.
Awesome stuff, Chris. Thank you, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
That's Chris Dotson, who covers the Pelicans for Clutch Points.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.